Programming on the Fan brought to you in part by Papa John's. If the Wild win in Nashville this evening, tomorrow you get paid off with half off large and extra large pizzas with the code WILDWIN at papajohns.com.
Kizer back to pass. He's hit and he's sacked. There it is, Everson Griffin with a worldly sack. Everson Griffin has a sack in 8 consecutive games, tying a Minnesota Vikings record with Jim Marshall in 69 and Jared Allen in 2011. 10 sacks this season for Everson and at least one sack in 8 consecutive games. Everson Griffin, well done. He is one of the best pass-rushing defensive ends in the National Football League into his 9th year from USC. Only missed 2 games the last 7 years. Had a career-best 13 sacks last year. Can I get a witness and some Covenant claps because it's the off-season for Everson Griffin in studio with us right now. Everson Griffin in March. What the heck?
Yeah, man. I train here. My guy, I train here. So what I've learned in my 9 years of being in the NFL, if you ain't improving, doing something different, you know, the way I work out is totally different from anybody else's. If you see my workout, you'd be like,
really?
What is he doing? But that's why I always improve each and every year, and that's why I will continue to improve each and every year. We have confidence in that, in our training, and what we do, and how deliberate we are, and the amount of work, the amount of time you got to put in to do what we do, and I feel like the sky's the limit, Scott. I feel good. I feel real good.
So do you make it at this time of the year to make a bigger and better Everson Griffin? Do you make it fun? Because the way you just laid it out sounds tedious.
No, I make it fun. You know, we go in each and every day. We have fun. My guy, Sean Miska, Movement Miyagi, he calls himself. He's the best in the game. We make it fun. You know, we challenge each other. We're on the field. But the biggest thing that we work on is mobility and, you know, hitting angles. So, with anybody, within the NFL comes age, and the biggest thing I try to do is, you know, stay ahead of the curve with my flexibility, my mobility, so I can still run, still have a great get off, and, you know, I feel better than ever.
How are things overall? Do you enjoy this time of the year?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy. You know, I hang out with the kids, but then I work. You know, I take a little time off, and then I go back to work and, you know, to get ready for this upcoming year.
You do anything fun, like any cool vacations?
Yeah.
Any cool destinations?
Yeah, me and the wife and the kids, we went to a destination wedding in Jamaica. Her best friend got married in Jamaica. And
very nice.
We have 3 kids now, so traveling is a lot more tedious. We got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-month-old. And
you put the 4-month-old in your pocket.
Yeah, it's
save on airfare, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But, you know, we try to make it the places, but mostly we stay here. But, you know, on her birthday, I'm taking her to Florida for not a surprise. She knew it was a lot of moving parts for her birthday, and we're gonna be on a yacht for a couple of days. So.
Well, you got 3 kids. What'd you say? 5, 4, and 4 months?
5, 2, 5, 2, and 4 months.
Okay, are we done? I mean, we. Like,
I don't know.
To try to get a whole defensive line here or what?
The third one is a challenge, man. The third one, it's been real. Having
at 4 months,
the jump from 1 to 2 was easy, and 2 to 3 is a nightmare.
A nightmare? How? Just responsibility wise, right?
No, our 2-year-old, he wakes up, so he got to do a sleep study. So he wakes up. He was waking up like 12 times a night. And then our baby, you know, of course, he's crying in the middle of the night. So, and a 5-year-old, he's pretty chill. Grayson's pretty chill. But the 2 to 4 month, you know, I can slap him around a little bit. But, you know, but it's tough.
So organized team activities are less than a month from now.
Yeah.
I mean, like organized team activities, tedious time of the year, a lot of mind work, a lot of repetition. You're probably looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather
or not.
Honestly, I like working out with the team, but I like working out with my guy too.
Yeah. Your hat, Tiger Woods or Timberwolves?
Timberwolves, of course, you know.
Did you watch the game last night?
They got beat, right?
Oh my God, they lost to Memphis. The worst at home. It was unbelievable.
I know. I don't know. They're up and down, you know. I don't know. You know, but they've been good majority of the season. And they got their up and down games where they struggle, but I feel like they got a good team. Once they get Jimmy Butler back, I feel like they'd be, you know, I feel like Wiggins need to be more dominant and just take control of the game. But, besides that, they're playing well, you know. They just need to, like, teams like the Memphis Grizzlies, they got to put them down. They have to win that game.
Is Jimmy Butler your guy? I mean, I know right when he got here with the football in his hand, they brought him to U.S. Bank Stadium or the facility. Let's put him in front of Everson.
Is Jimmy Butler your guy? I mean, is he like your favorite player?
He's not my favorite player.
Really? Rudolph loves Karl Anthony Towns.
You talking about my favorite player on the team here?
Hell yeah.
I like Jimmy. I like Jimmy's game. He's a competitor. I like Wiggins too. But I go with Jimmy. I like Jimmy.
What about league wide? You got a favorite player?
League wide. Let me see.
LeBron?
If I had to pick somebody because I like his attitude, it had to be Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Russell, because he's 100 miles per hour all day, every day.
How was the autograph signing thing at Canterbury this weekend?
It was fun. It was fun. It was cool.
How are fans off that NFC title game? They cool now?
They're cool. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's really that game. It still lingers in the back, but that should give guys motivation to work harder and get it going.
Why? So it still bugs you? What happened in Philadelphia?
A little bit.
Because guess what? Your first game may be there on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, but that whole study comes out about, every team that won the playoff game in the last play, they lose by 25 points or more in the NFC Championship or AFC.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's, the physical emotion of the game, I'm used to the physical stress, running, tackling somebody, getting up. But the emotional side, that's a whole different area you tap into. So,
well, you guys worked all season to get a week off. So, I mean, I watch you run in Wednesday for that first practice before the New Orleans game. Oh, my God. Place was on fire. People jumping around, yelling and stuff. And then you went on the miracle. The next Wednesday, no shot at the team.
Yeah.
It just seemed like people were tired.
Yeah, it is. It's mentally draining, and the brain always wins. And that's what I learned in the way we train. If your brain is tired, then your body's tired. Your brain always wins.
Yeah. Everson Griffin in studio 9 to noon. It's 11:05. Know anything about Sheldon Richardson, new teammate of yours?
I know he could be very dominant. When you have a dominant three technique, it makes our job on the outside a lot easier.
Really?
Because you got to think three technique is the fastest path to the quarterback. So if he's getting penetration in the quarterback face, they got to chip somewhere else. They got to find a way to block him. So having a dominant guy like that is nice. Tom Johnson and Shamar, they did a good job doing what they could do. But
love those guys.
Love them. I love them. They did a good job. Tom was playing well. Shamar was playing well. But having a guy like Sheldon that strong, run, and physical, and quick twitch, that's what you need.
Bottom line of it, though, I mean, maybe there's a reason the organization went with, and this is certainly not disrespecting anybody whose deal is about to get done, but like you, Xavier, Harrison Smith, Adam Thielen to a certain extent, they identified those guys because they wanted to lock you up.
Yes.
So now, 3-84 guaranteed for the quarterback. Going to be some L's, man.
It's going to be a lot of L's.
I mean, Tom Johnson. Well, Johnson, I'm not sure. Stefan, probably. Jarius Wright.
Yeah, you got it. You got to think there's a lot of guys coming up, too. There's a lot of guys. You got Daniil coming up. You got Stephon. Yeah. You got AB. You got Kendrick. So
Trey Waynes.
You got a lot of guys coming up, and everybody can't stay. And, the thing I know that makes you stick around is winning and competing and doing your job on a high level. If you're doing your job on a high level, you don't got to worry about nothing else.
So you'd like to spend your entire career here, if possible?
If possible, yes. Yep. But, it's a business. You never know. But I know that as long as I compete at a high level, then I have a job anywhere. But I would love to be here for the rest of my career.
Shamar Stephan, 7th-round pick from UConn. Oh, my God. I mean, it took you a little while to get going, and you dropped in the draft because of some stuff. But you came from USC.
Yes.
They found Shamar Stephan in the 7th round from UConn. I know his nickname is Big Fundamental with you guys because he's so technically sound.
Yes.
So he doesn't have a million TFLs, doesn't have a million sacks. But, I mean, it just was a treat doing this as long as I have. It's been a treat to watch personalities change over the years. And, like, Shamar, kind of pudgy, quiet, and to watch his personality come out a little bit. Plus, he was part of a key rotation. I'm going to miss Shamar.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him big time, man. He was a guy that could play nose and also could play three technique. You know, he was a good guy, a good swing guy. And we called him Big Fundamental for a reason. He's going to be in the right place, in the right tackle, pressing off the gap, running to the ball, making the plays that when they really count. And we're going to miss that. So we're going to be looking for that, a guy that could play swing. And, like you said, he grew. 7th-round pick. But he also had the best D-line coach in the league, Andre Patterson, by far. He teach technique over anything. If you're a technician, you're going to win most of your battles, and that's what he brings. But Shamar, he could play nose, he could play three, and he did it at a high level for us, too.
When you go to Jamaica, do you have the local food?
I mean,
is it important to experience the local culture?
For sure. We went to Scochies. We went to
Scochies.
Yeah, we went to Margaritaville, but that was like Margaritaville.
So you're in Montego Bay.
Yeah, we went to Montego Bay, and then we went to Negril for a day.
Damn.
But the reason why we would, if it was my choice, we would have stayed in Negril.
Yeah.
You know, but we were there for a wedding. But it was nice. It was nice either or.
So if you're in Jamaica, I mean, you got the wedding.
Yeah.
So you got everything surrounding the wedding, but are you able to relax enough to like lay by a pool, sip a drink, lay on the beach for like hours, listen to music, relax, and then not think about the NFC title game, your foot in London, what it meant to the rest of the season? Here's what my deal looks like. Wonder when I get a new one. The new quarterback, 3-84 guaranteed. Are you able to like let all of that go?
Thanks to the Minnesota Vikings, they blessed my family with some money, and we're able to bring our nanny along.
Oh, nice.
With some help. So,
oh, good for you.
So we brought her along, and she watched the kids. Nice. And, you know, but we still spend time with them, but she.
So you brought the 4-month-old to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a long flight for a 4-month-old,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but she, my wife, she breastfeeds, so it's easier to.
On the plane?
On the plane, yeah.
Damn.
We get it done. And.
How you do that?
Just pop it right in.
Those red blankets come in handy, man.
Yeah.
You're flying down.
Yeah, she got it. She got a little boom.
Damn.
Yeah, she got a little cover up, and she just boop, and.
Is there a lactating station row?
No, but they do have lactation stations in the airport now, where you just go right in, and they got the little rooms for the babies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good for that 4-month-old.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful with these kids, specifically. I mean, obviously the 4-month-old, but 5 and down.
Yeah.
That sun, man. It's not like Minnesota or even Arizona
sun.
Yeah,
you have to lube them up, because you got to think the UV rays are a lot stronger. Oh. They go to like 630.
Damn. Everson Griffin in studio. Any idea what's next for Brian Robinson?
No, you know, I talked to him a little bit, and I don't know. You know, I'm not going to speak too much on it. I hope he's back here to finish out his career. This
right.
Be a 12th year here, and you know, it really sucks. You know, I've been knowing Brian now going on 9 years. This is my 9th season playing together with him, you know.
Yep.
And he's the last of the Mohicans, you know. Jared's gone, Kevin, you know,
well,
Adrian, Chad, Pat, you know, Fred, Gucci, people.
Pat Williams. Fred Evans, Gucci. Come on, man.
We take it back.
Fred was the best.
Yeah, we'll take it back. but yeah, you know, he's a longest 10-year player there. Then it comes myself being there for 9 years. So,
yeah.
You know, losing him will be rough, but, you know, it's a business. So whatever decision he makes, you know, I support him, and, you know, he knows I love him.
Kirk Cousins got 3 years, $84 million guaranteed. When you heard that, it came to fruition. I mean, God bless the cash, but, like, what do you – you've gone against Kirk last couple of years at least. What do you think?
You know, I think it's a good pickup. You know, it finally, I feel like we have a quarterback that we know is going to be our quarterback for the next 3 years. You know, I think we've been missing that piece. You know, I think giving a guy 3 years, $84 million, he has to bring it. You know,
yeah.
To be honest, you know, you have to bring it. You have to be on your A game. You got to be working out. You got to be doing all the right things. When they gave me my extension, I know what comes big money comes bigger expectations. And you know, and you got to work out. You got to bring it. You got to compete. You got to win games. You know, I have to get sacks. I got to be a leader. So he has to bring all them qualities to our team, and you know, just come to play ball, be yourself. But he has weapons to go. He got weapons to throw to now. You know, he got Adam, he got Rudy, he got Diggs, he got Treadwell, he got Stacy Coley.
We'll have to wait on that one a little bit.
Yeah,
he has the draft too.
Yeah, Stacy Coley, the draft. So I think he has more dominant receivers, and he could get the ball to him. So I think it's a good pickup. But at the end of the day, I think every contract extension, every contract signing is, you know, this guy has to pan out, or you know, but you know, he got 3 years, $84 million guaranteed. So
yeah.
It really doesn't. He got basketball money.
Yeah, I mean.
I love him.
There's no way I disparage what Case did last year.
Yeah.
In watching back all the games the way I do, and I'm sure this happens with a lot of positions and a lot of players, I just feel that there were some big plays that were left on the field week in and week out. The breaking the pocket situation, throwing things a little off schedule. You know, I think they'd probably prefer to have somebody in the pocket a little more. I think that's who Kirk is. I know Kirk has a better arm.
Yes.
But, I mean, still, end of the equation, no matter if Case puts the offense off schedule, ducks under guys, whatever, you guys won a lot of games and scored about 24 yeah. points a game with him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but
Kirk's a better quarterback than Case, though, with all due respect.
Yeah, he is. But, you see the difference between, like, a Drew Brees, Tom Brady. They're always going to hit the open receiver. If somebody's open, they're going to find them, you know? And, like you said, Casey did miss some options, but we did win a lot of games. So, you know, it's a up and down slope. So I think the biggest thing is that paying Kurt this much, he just got to bring it. You know, he got arm, he could run, you know, he could do all the right qualities, and I love him as our quarterback. You know, I support this team, the team's decision, and I think the biggest thing right now is for him to just enjoy the money. Yeah. You got 84 M's, you know. God bless you, brother.
But he already got 40 and change on the franchise tag.
Or 25. When he get 25 and 24, so almost 50. So
that's nice.
So, but at the end of the day,
M's.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I love him as our quarterback. And like I told him when I texted him, I said, from this point on, you know, the D got your back.
Yeah, right.
So I think if the D plays like we played last year and just keep it up, I feel there's no worries.
Just listening to you, looking at you when you came in 2010, right?
Yes.
My God, have you seen a lot? I mean, it's 9 years and that's a long time and there's a lot to see. But your first year was off 2009. Favre comes back, looks 10 years older when he comes back because 2009 was so tough. Got beaten up in that NFC title game. Then the picture bit came out, ruined the whole thing for him. I'm like, you know, if Snapchat had been invented in 2010, you might have won the Super Bowl.
I always loved that one.
But it wasn't. So then the coach gets fired.
Yes.
Moss is here. Moss is gone.
Yes.
Then we move on to Ponder. You know, from Ponder is Joe Webb. And then Matt Castle.
Yeah.
And then Teddy. I mean, you've just seen so much.
Yeah, Teddy from Childress walking in the building when I first got here saying, you don't pay the cost to be the boss. And next thing you know, boop, he's gone.
He said
he was in a meeting and somebody said something. He said, you don't pay the cost to be the boss. I do. And then next thing you know, he's gone out the building.
Yeah. And then Leslie's here and he's the sweetest human being in the world. Everybody loves him, wants him to win.
Everybody loves him, but he just, I don't know.
Didn't work out.
It just didn't work. Some things don't work. I think sometimes you're a better defensive coordinator than your head coach. You know, sometimes it's too much, and yeah, it just didn't work out for him.
And then Zimmer's here, and he's all over everybody early in his career to make him better.
Yes.
Look at this defense last year. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I remember into 2016 talking to Mike about his defense, and he was like, it's going to continue to get better, but I think 2017 is when everything's going to come together.
Yeah.
Because you guys had just done it for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, so many reps. And he was right. In 2017, for the most part, it did.
Yeah. I think it's only going to get better. You know, we got guys coming back. You know, we got key players coming back. We added some key pieces. You know, our biggest thing, we added a quarterback, too. You know, I really believe in Kurt in what he could do and in his abilities. And I think our attitude this offseason is now we know how hard it is to get to that point, to get to the NFC Championship, the grind, the mental aspect, and how we have to come together as a team each and every day to be able to get where we want to go. And I think the only thing we have to do now is just work and grind. You know, it's very simple. Football, people think it's all this extraordinary stuff we got to do. It's really simple. Come in every day, do your job, try to get better each day, go out and win games.
Did your wife go to the Philly game?
Yes, she did.
So did she hear it from the fans?
She said she hates Philly. She said she will never go back to Philly ever again.
I've heard that 15 times
now.
They
said they were the worst fans in the whole entire world ever.
But it's not necessarily your team sucks, F you.
No, it's like they're talking about you. Like,
right. It's, like, yeah. Like, I want to do this to your daughter.
Yeah,
I mean, it's bad.
Or the little son, the dad is telling the son to do the same thing that he's doing, you know, and everything. So that's horrible.
Everson Griffin's in studio in our next and final segment with Everson. We'll chat more football and play a game. It's 9 to noon.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword BANK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's BANK to 200-200. You're listening to PA.
I will punch you, Paul.
Yeah. On the Fan.
I need. Love, 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 love.
don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt on, skirt up on, skirt down. You acting like we was more than a summer fling. I said farewell.
Music provided by a sneaky little sidebar in Montego Bay, Jamaica. It's right next to the lactation station. And there's Everson and his wife just chilling out.
Why you bother me when you know you don't want me? Why you bother me when you know you got a woman? Why you hear me when you know better? Know you know better.
So what if the team opens the season on Thursday Night Football against Philadelphia? What if it what if it's the first game of the season at Philadelphia? Those fans, that team, they won the Super Bowl. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. God bless Nick. He made it work, you know?
There's probably some sort of a banner presentation leading up to kickoff and all that.
Might catch him at a good time.
Yeah, I would look forward to that game battling again.
Would you want it in that first spot nationally televised?
Yes, let's do it. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you got Sheldon Richardson, man.
Absolutely. We got our defense intact, and we got like I said, we got a quarterback and we got our offensive weapons. We get Dalvin back. Everybody forget about Dalvin. Dalvin, he was so hot.
Yeah.
You know, before he tore his ACL.
And Dalvin's the bomb.
Yeah, we got Latavius back, you know, I think we got a good team, but now everybody starts from scratch. Now you got to work all the way back up, you know, start the pyramid stepping.
That's old news for you, though, man. You've done it 8 times.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still, you know, you still got to challenge yourself each and every year. That's the only way you get better.
Yeah.
And that's the way I work out, because I get better, you know. Get better.
I liked a couple of training camps ago because you get so excited about little things on which you've worked that you know are going to make you better. And I saw you in Mankato at training camp, like, you know, standard interview. What's new? Spin move. Like, you worked on it all offseason, and you may have done it before, but, like, you do it a lot now, and it works.
Yeah.
And then we see, and you didn't do the spin move much in the preseason, but then the regular season, here comes the spin move, and you were so excited about it, and it was so good. So is there anything new? Do we have, like, any new moves for 2018?
There's always new stuff in the toolbox. That's what we call it. We call it the toolbox. So we always trying to open up the toolbox and make it adaptable, and we trying to make it better and try to make it and change up the variability and try to just make stuff more game like the way I train.
You're a crafty veteran.
In a toolbox, I got a lot of things in the toolbox that we're working on right now. It's a big thing. It's a lot. I could pull out a lot of things.
Yeah, you're a crafty veteran. You've seen a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. You know, and I've been through a lot, and I know how this game works. You know, you always got to bring your A game. You always got to work out. You always got to get ready to go.
Everson Griffin in studio. More on football, but first, 9 to noon has prepared a game.
We certainly have, Everson. Thanks again for hanging out with us.
Of course.
And as a wily veteran on the Minnesota Vikings, I thought it was important for 9 to noon and the listenership to see just how well you know your teammates.
Okay.
And I think you'll do well at this. So I'm going to give you some clues regarding a member of one of the best defenses in the NFL, and you guess correctly, and then I have a quick little nugget question associated with it. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's start with this. Number one, attended Morton Ranch High School.
Damn.
Morton Ranch High School. Was that... He's on the defense this year?
Yep, this is defensive teammates, Everson.
If you don't know, you don't have to guess because there are more clues.
Morton Ranch, yeah, I don't know.
He was a 4-star recruit and the 37th best prospect in his state, heading into a college he attended in the SEC. So, big-timer SEC college.
Eric Woods.
Who the hell is he?
Eric Wilson.
Eric Wilson.
Well, Eric Woods is that curly-haired center you Eric used to Wilson. Go against from Buffalo.
He ran a 4.57 40 at the combine, has 25.5 sacks in his career with the Vikings.
Oh, that's Daniil Hunter.
That's right.
That's easy.
There we go.
Yes!
So, Daniil, he got his first opportunity to really start, play a heavy workload in 2017. What did you think of Daniil's season last year?
It was good. You know, starting is always a learning curve. You know, you got to learn how to start. You know, you take an extra reps. But he did an awesome job. You know, he had 8 sacks. You know, he had a lot of tackles. He had tackles for losses. He did well. I think he's going to take a bigger step this year as he gets the hiccup started every day, every down. And, you know, because, you know, you got to play the run on first and second down. Sometimes the pass on first and second down. But then on third down when you're tired, you got to be able to build up all that tiredness and make it into a pass rush because that's the money down. So he did well, though.
Know your teammates with Everson Griffin. This next one, defensive teammate. Florida State High School weightlifting champ. Benched 415 pounds as a junior, Everson.
That's Linval Joseph.
That's right.
East Carolina, though.
Woo! Big goon. Big goon.
You know, nationally, there's a lot of talk about some of the great defensive tackles in the NFL. But Linval seems like he's always kind of flown and produced at an elite level under the radar. Why do you think that is, Everson?
You know, because he's a nose tackle. You know, I think in this league now, you know, people look at sack numbers, but they don't look at tackle for losses and being the anchor. I call him the anchor. You know, you got that big cruise ship when they come in and then you see them floating down and then they throw in that anchor, boom, right in the middle and they don't move. That's Linval. You can't move him with three people, two people, four people, six people. Yeah. He's going to stay right there and he's going to build that anchor and he's going to make my job a whole lot easier.
You float Linval in a pool and get on his back, it's like you're on a cruise
ship. Yeah, it's that anchor. He's right in the middle. He's going to clog it up, and you can't push him, you can't move him, and he's stronger than the ox. So I've never seen a guy stronger than him and how big he is, how flexible he is, and how fast he can run. I call him the big anchor, big goon.
I love it. Know your teammates, number three, defensive teammate. He has two career interceptions in his time with the Vikings. Both were pick sixes, Everson.
Ooh, both was two career interceptions. Oh, that's Kendricks.
That's right.
Oh, nice. Last one against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Cincinnati, yeah, in the division.
Tennessee before that.
Right.
How do you think Eric's grown in this defense over his 3 years with the Vikes, Everson?
Oh, man. He is, you know, he's our play caller. He gets it lined up, left, right, Rita Linda, and he does an awesome job, man. You can see him flying through holes, making tackles, making big plays, and he's grown more and more each and every year. You know, he's a guy you could count on. You know, he's really a superstar linebacker, you know, and he's under the radar as well, too. But he does a tremendous job for us.
All right, a couple more for you here, Everson. You're knocking this out of the park. This next player, and I don't know if you follow Pro Football Focus, but they rated him the highest NFL player in the league last year.
Everson Smith.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Highest at his position in the history of PFF as well. So if you're an analytics guy, there's that. Now, what makes Harry the Hitman, as PA calls him, Harrison Smith, All-Pro safety, so damn good at his job?
I feel like, you know, the way Harrison plays, he has a way to get to the ball. So that means he studied a lot of film. He breaks down a lot of film. He looks at a lot of film. And he's freakish. He's a freakish athlete. People don't think he's fast, but he's fast. He could come in and he gets in angles where he can make tackles. In the backfield, you see him coming off the edge and he could catch. He has hands of God, you know. He doesn't miss anything, you know, and he's just a freak. He could be on one sideline and be at the other sideline, and you can never underestimate this guy. And he's a hitman to Harry. He could do it on a high level. He's a superstar, big time.
All right, last one for you here. Defensive teammate, Minnesota Vikings, played in the ACC. Coming out of high school, Everson, he was the 75th best receiving prospect in the state of Florida in 2009.
Was that Xavier Rhodes?
That's right.
L. Not one L in the equation.
No, he's on fire. He's
Damn.
On fire.
Best receiving prospect, Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah. He was a 75th rated receiver before becoming a shutdown corner, which is my question for you. You know, how a defense kind of all comes together, Everson. What is having a shutdown corner in this defense with Zimmer help you and others make things happen defensively?
First and foremost, let's get it correct. We help him be shut down.
There we go.
If they can't throw the ball down the field, that means it makes his job a lot easier.
Right.
But having him traveling with the number one receiver is kind of hard. You know, if you travel with the number one receiver all the time, travel with Julio, travel with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown. Travel with all the top guys, and you're locking them down 30 yards here, 24 yards here. You know, it makes them a shut down corner. But it also starts with the help of the D-line. When you got D-linemen, when you see other quarterbacks, like, for instance, Matt Ryan, he gets the ball, he's holding the ball against other teams when he plays up, the ball's coming out in 2 seconds, and it makes their job a lot easier too as well. So don't forget about the D-line and what we get done.
All right, the only hardcore football-related bit for you I will use to close. You're having defensive MVP type year. Not going to say you would have won it, but you had to be in the conversation.
I would have won it.
Okay, you had like 10 sacks. We're in London, beating the L's, I mean the Browns. And then final play of the whole thing, oh my God, there's Everson on the field, and there's something wrong with his foot. Rest of the season, you had 3 sacks. So how much did that foot situation set you back for the second part of the season? And do you expect to be bigger and better next year?
Of course. Tearing my plantar, so I tore my plantar. So you got 3 parts of your plantar. I tore the middle part, so I was dealing with a tore plantar fasciitis the whole season. I mean, the half of the season. So it was really painful, you know. But you know, I sat out there in our Washington game, and it hurt every step I took, every get off I took, every time I pressed, anytime I try to open up and run, it really affected me. So, you know, I really couldn't. My specialty is going speed and then dropping underneath the guy and using my, because I got good leverage, using my quickness to get underneath them and throwing my foot in it. I had none of that. So, you know, it really affected me. But, you know, but I feel if I didn't, if I didn't tear my plantar fascia, I guarantee you I would have broke the sack record and I would have won defensive MVP. Guaranteed. No questions at it. And it's only going to be better this year. You know, it's always with me, my role in the NFL never been easy. So, you know, I trained the proper way. You know, we're doing all the right things. I took the proper time off this offseason to get my foot back healthy. And
good.
I feel like it's going to be great.
Thanks for coming by. Great job as usual. Everson Griffin in studio. This is 9 to noon.
You're listening to PA.
So I see Paul, and of course, sure. You know, my heart melts, and everything, every other part of me melts.
Right.
On the Fan.